Yeah, this is why you can give me a courtesy call from Apex Health.
Yes, I wanted to place an order if I could.
Okay, which product?
Okay, it's Nature's Miracle, the 2 ounce ointment.
Okay.
And how
let
much
me
is
pull
that?
It up for you. Just 1 second, let me get it pulled up.
Okay. I ordered it before.
Oh, okay. All right, so it looks like it is, the total would be $35.90. You save $10, and that's for the one tube.
Yeah, $35.90.
Yes, ma'am. So you just want to
okay.
get one?
Yeah, just the one, yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll have to still get out, even though it doesn't save your information, so every time you call in, you have to give it back out. What's your
okay.
first and last name?
Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, S, like in Sam, period. That's my middle initial. Rice, R-I-C-E.
Okay. And what's your address?
157 Bryan, B as in boy, R-I-A-N Drive.
Okay. The city?
Ephrata, E. Phrata, Pennsylvania, 17522.
17522?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your phone number?
717-859-2684.
Okay. You have an email address?
No, I don't.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, and your credit card payment?
It's going to be a MasterCard.
Okay.
54913 1391927533.
The expiration month and year?
October 23.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
736.
All right, so I'm just going to go over all your information first just to make sure I have it correct. Okay, so you said your first and last name is Pamela Rice. You
yes.
said your address is 157 Bryan Drive. The city
yes.
is Ephrata, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
17522.
Yes.
You said your phone number is 717-859-2684.
Yes.
And you're getting one bottle of the Nature's Miracle for $35.90.
Yeah, well, it's a tube, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It's the ointment, yeah.
The ointment. Does it work really good?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Do? Okay, I'll have to try it.
It's really good for...
Is it good?
Yeah, it does. It does a good job. It's a lot better than some other stuff I've tried.
Is? Oh, that, I'm really glad you like it.
You don't have to use a lot. You just need a very tiny little bit. So it lasts a really long time. The last time I ordered it was in March. That's like 5 months ago, and I still have some left.
Are you serious?
Yes. I mean, you just use it. It spreads. I mean, you just have to take a tiny little bit, and it spreads a lot. And it really heals wounds well, like, you know, scrapes or cuts, you know, anything like that. I mean, the show that I watched, I forget what the name of it is. I have it written down somewhere. But they were talking about it, and because of the way it's made, the aloe vera that's in it,
uh-huh.
They have the special stuff from the aloe vera plant, and it heals like wounds and things. And I think it does a better job than anything I've bought on the market. Honestly.
Oh my God, that's
yeah.
good.
I mean, you can put it like on a scrape or a scratch, or even like, you know, like a an open wound or something, and it starts to heal. They showed an actual picture on the TV of a man who had his leg had been burned, and they were having trouble healing the skin, and they put that on, and I mean, it was remarkable what it did. I mean, it's not like overnight, but if you just keep using it over and over and over again, yeah, I really like it. I would recommend it to anybody, just to even try it and see for yourself. It's expensive, but you get, I mean, the tube, it's not a huge tube, but it for what the amount you have to use for what you're using it for, you only need to use a little bit because it spreads. I mean, once you get it out, it's very malleable, and it spreads over a large area, so you don't have to use a lot of it.
Well, that's a really good thing.
I know. And I mean, you know, I'm amazed that it lasted. I mean, I still have like maybe a quarter of a tube left. And it's been 5 months. I've had it for 5 months. So you go out and buy stuff. Yeah. You go out and buy stuff in the pharmacy, you know, to help, you know, wounds and things. And that stuff doesn't last very long, and it's just, you know, you keep buying it over and over and over again. I mean, in this stuff, you know, if you're not using a lot of it, it'll last a long time.
I was about to say, see, a lot of people got a heavy hand, and they'll, you know, like get a lot of it and just be putting it everywhere and stuff like that.
I know, but if you get too much of it, then it's like you have to spread it over a large area because you only need a tiny bit for what, you know, you only need a little bit, just enough to cover the area that you want to cover. I mean, you'll figure it out once you start using it. Cause I was a little heavy handed at first, but you don't have to use a lot of it. You only need like a small amount. Now, of course, if you have a larger area to cover, you'll be using more, but you know, for what I want it for, I like it. I would recommend it to anybody. I mean, I know it's expensive, but you figure it lasts a long time, and you're still, if you buy stuff in a pharmacy, you know, I mean, that stuff you buy, what, a lot more often than you would this. And I like the way this works. I like that it's very healing, and it's soothing. It's, you know, it's not greasy. I mean, you put it on and you have to wait a couple minutes for it to dry, but it just soaks into the skin and then you're fine. You don't even have to put a Band-Aid over it or anything. You know, unless you have an open wound, then you would want to put a Band-Aid on. But even for, like, irritated skin and stuff like that, aloe vera is supposed to be very good for your skin.
Is it? I've tried, like, just the regular lotion, but, you know, like, in it, not actually, you know how people just, like, get it? Yeah, uh-huh.
It's not to moisturize your skin. It's to heal
irritated skin. Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Or heal a wound, or it's for healing. It's more for healing and soothing. It's not for moisturizing. So you would have to use something else for that. But what I'm saying is for, like, wounds, irritations on the skin, redness on the skin, you know, and stuff like that. It's good for that.
Oh, I need to get it because my kids, they play a lot. And, you know, they'll go, oh, I fell or I scraped this or this happened. So I bet that would probably work really good for, like, scrapes and scratches and things like that.
Yeah, well, like, if you have an open, you know, if you have an open scrape or something, you should clean it out first. And then, I mean, I always used to use bacitracin, which is good because it keeps infections out. But to actually heal the wound itself and to help it start to close up, you know, I would put, you know, aloe vera one, especially irritations, you know, and things like that where other stuff isn't working. I just like it.
I bet it is. I mean, most of all the products we sell here, people love them. They say they work. And I was intending to order me some. They normally see them at Doug Kaufman show.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one I was watching. That's where I learned about it. And I thought, well, I'll try a tube and see how it works. And I like it because my daughter has allergies to a lot of different things. And she can use this. So, I mean, it's... Mm-hmm. And aloe vera is supposed to be a healing plant. I mean, they tell you to put even a plant, an aloe vera plant, if you cut a stem off, the gel that comes out of it, if you burn yourself and you put the gel on, it'll help to take the burning away and heal the burn. I mean, that's a known fact. That's an old, you know, old people knew that because a lot of people know to use that. But this product, they take the stuff inside the plant and they get all the, I don't know how to explain it, but all the important stuff from the underlying parts of the plant. And then they put it in this gel, you know, this, it's like a cream. It's almost like it's a white cream. And you just take a little bit and you put it on, you know, and then you just keep, you know, you have to put it on every so often to help heal whatever you're healing. But I like it. I don't know how else to explain it. But, I mean, I know it seems expensive, but for the amount of time that I've had it and for what we've used it for, you know, our family, it's, I like it. So I'm getting another tube. 'Cause we're almost
out of it. No, I'm glad you do.
I'm getting, you know, so we're almost out of it, and I want this other one to take the place of that because, you know, I don't know how long this pandemic thing is going to be.
Well, don't even get on that.
I know.
I'm so sick of this until, and then they're not trying to do nothing to help people. I mean, they're acting just like everything's okay. Like, you know, the world's normal again, you know, everybody's working and can pay their bills. You know, are you kidding me?
I know. It's just. Well, you know, we just have to, you
bad
know,
world.
I mean, they had to go through World War II, you know, and people had to live through that. I mean, there are things in this where they had a pandemic, and when was that? I think it was 1918, was the Spanish flu pandemic. They had one then. I mean, you just, you know, things happen in the world, and we just have to get through them the best we can. So... You know, whatever helps you to get through it, you just have to keep going day by day. Take it one day at a time. It seems like it's going to last forever, but, I mean, I'm sure people thought that during World War II, you know. You take it day by day and you just keep going and try and do the best you can and keep going. That's how I do it. I take it one day at a time. That's how we can do it. And try and stay positive and not negative. And try and think about how you can do things for others, you know. And, you know, what can you do to encourage someone else? I mean, that's really what it's all about, I think. We just need to stay positive as much as we can. Because if you keep thinking about the negative stuff, it just pulls you down and then everybody gets upset and that's not helping things either. We all need to work together. We need to stick together. Right? Hello?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there? Are you there? Okay. Do I get a confirmation number on this or an order number?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Give me just 1 second. I was waiting on the system. It's just Ben and Garrett coming. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, I guess everybody's on the server.
I'm sure that's happening in a lot of places, too. Everybody's on the same thing, on the computer things.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, here it is. Fine. It's look, trust me, I've been having issues. I guess because everybody's at home now. They don't have anything to do. So everybody's on one server. And
they say Amazon's a mess too. I mean, everybody's just ordering everything online. It's amazing.
It is. They are. I mean, I'm serious. But the only thing about it is some people are saying they're getting it, you know, on time. Some people are saying it's taking months. So see, that's why I haven't ordered, because I'm scared that if I order it, you know, it's not going to come, you know, in a timely manner.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was scared. Yes. Oh, yeah. No, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Do I get an order number with
you? Yeah, that's what I was going to give you. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's going to be 140.
Okay.
54.
Okay. Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. And then you can, okay. Of course, you know, your total is $35.90. And of course, I'm sure you probably receive it within at least about 3 to 5 days.
Where's it coming, being shipped from? Do you know?
No, ma'am. No, I don't think it.
Okay.
Let me see here. I don't think it tells us where it comes from.
Because I know.
No, I think I know it's in New Jersey. I think it's a company.
Oh. Okay.
So, yes, ma'am. So it'll probably ship from there,
okay,
and then come
out to
you.
Okay, well, that won't be too far then, because I know I've been mailing things, and I have a payment I have to mail to Kentucky, and they haven't been arriving, so.
What?
I think Kentucky's a mess right now. I don't know why. So I've been charging it over the phone because I can't depend on the mail to get there. I mean, you know.
She said I can't depend on the mail to get there.
I don't know if they're having postal problems down there or what's going on. Certain states, for some reason, when you mail something, like, my stuff's not even arriving there for that payment at all. I don't know where it's going.
Oh my God.
If it's getting lost or chewed up in the post office or what's happening.
Well,
so,
you better not be. I hope you're not sending no money through the mail, are you?
No. I mail checks, but what I'm saying is, I mean, and then, you know, a lot of the mail I used to mail would get there like in 5 days. It's taken 11, 12, 13 days sometime. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right. Don't put nothing in the mail money. I don't even care if it's a check money. Because, I mean, I understand, you know, they can retrace it, but like sometimes it takes a long time. Like money girls, like sometimes it'll take you like 30 days for those people to refund your money back.
I know.
Yeah, like, or longer than that with some companies.
So, I mean, you know, so I've been charging more stuff over the phone than I have been, you know, sending payments. But it's just, I mean, it's with this thing that's going on, it's like you can't depend on much of anything anymore.
No, but you're right.
Well, and order stuff or things that I order from other companies, like certain places that I ordered from before, it's taken a lot longer to get them than it used to. You know, what used to take maybe 4 or 5 days now could take up to 10, 11, 12 days to get it. I mean, it's just, I think it's because there's more people ordering stuff. They have more things to ship. There's problems with the post office. I'm sure UPS and FedEx, they've got more stuff to handle, you know, and it's different. What are you going to do?
But you're right. It's sad. This has made it bad on everybody. Like I said, I'm just sick of it. I just wish it never happened. It's just turned people's lives upside down. Well, some people have been the same. Like us, we haven't stopped working. Thank God that we're an essential company.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and they can keep working. And so that's a good thing. But a lot of people, like you said, lost jobs. You got companies still shutting down, trying to get unemployment, which I wouldn't want to draw unemployment anyway. That is definitely not an option for me. You know, I'm just saying, I like to work.
Thank God for that. Yeah. I mean, we have to be thankful for the little things that, you know, are happening that are good to us, too. So we just have to be thankful for the small things, too. So,
oh, you're right about that.
This will eventually pass.
You think so?
As all things, oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. I think they'll find it. They'll find the vaccine. And
I am not taking a vaccine.
I think they'll find it. Well, I get a flu vaccine every year. So
oh, no. I'm not taking that either.
Yeah, my daughter won't do that either. But I think what will happen is it'll end up being like the flu vaccine. Like, you'll have to get something every so often. Because I think what will happen is it'll mutate and change like the flu does.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a virus, which is not the same as the flu, but it's similar in nature.
Similar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think we'll just have to take vaccines for this all the time. So, but eventually what'll happen is if a majority of the people get exposed to it, you will get an immunity to some of it eventually, because you'll make antibodies. Your body will make antibodies to fight against it. So whoever has antibodies, although they did say, I did hear this, I don't know if you heard this, there are a couple people who had the coronavirus, got better from it, and then got reinfected again.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yes, I've heard of it.
Which I didn't think that could happen, but that kind of makes you wonder too, doesn't it?
You're right. Well, is this a thing that you can never get rid of? Like, am I always going to be immune to a virus? Are you kidding me?
I know. Ooh. I know, because you think once you get it, Elby, you won't get it again. But it's sort of like the flu, because the flu comes back every year. It just changes a little bit. So every year they have to make a new flu vaccine. They change it every year because the flu changes every year. That's why you have to get a flu shot every year. See, so I think the coronavirus is going to be like the flu, where you're just going to have to keep getting vaccines all the time.
I'm sorry. I'm not. Like I said, I don't want no vaccine. But I don't even get the flu. Because like I said, the reason why I got the flu shot like one time, and it made me sick as a dog.
That's what happens to my daughter.
So
she doesn't get it either.
So I'm not ever getting it again. I don't care what they come with. I work at home. I'm not around anybody.
That helps.
Yeah, so I'm not getting it. I'm going to tell them, look, I'm not out in the public. If I need to stay at home, I can just stay at home. I don't care what vaccine they come up with, because you got to think, you don't really know if it's going to work. I mean, like you said, you got to let people take it, and then how do you even know if it's going to work even when they come up with one?
Well, they said on TV, this is what I heard, they said that they think you'll have to take the first injection, and then you'll have to get a second injection. So it's like two of them you're going to have to get. It's what they're saying, like so many months apart or something. And then they're saying that right now, because they're doing all these trials and tests, because I think there's three or four pharmaceutical companies that are testing their own vaccines. They're testing them on individuals who are willing to take the vaccine. I don't know if they're paying them or not. I don't know. But then they have to wait and see if they have any reactions to the vaccine, because that's how they test them. If they have a reaction, then they have to stop the test, because some people get the vaccine and some people get something else. That way they can check if the vaccine's working or not. But if anybody has a reaction to the vaccine, then they have to stop all the tests for that one company and see why that person got that side effect or whatever happened to them, because then they can't continue to work on that vaccine until they figure that out, because that means that something could happen to people who get the vaccine. So, I mean, this is going to be a long, drawn-out thing. This is not going to happen overnight. They're going to have all these tests, and I don't think they'll have anything until the middle to the third quarter of next year, to be honest.
You think so?
I think so, because the FDA said they're not going to rush it, and they're going to have to approve everything before it even gets through. And you know how slow they are.
There you go. Oh, my God. We don't even want to get on that, talking about approving something. You got that right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's going to take a while. So I don't see this coming out until even, I mean, even the beginning of next year, I think it's too soon. I think it's going to be more like May or June of next year, and it could even be into the fall, depending on how the side effects go. But, you know, people could see side effects even years after they get the vaccine.
You know what? You're right. And it's,
you know,
this thing
mean,
is
it could
tricky.
It could take a long time to see what kind of side effects people are going to have. You know?
Yeah,
because
some people don't have any side effects at all, and they say they have it, but they're like, I'm not even sick, you know?
Yeah,
so I think that's kind of weird. You know, but some people will say, oh, I just had a headache or nausea. And then some people will say, oh, well, I was just aching. I mean, it's just weird.
Well, it affects different people differently, you know? So
you're right. Oh,
yeah,
I just hope I don't get it. I mean, I've been hanging out, not like a lot, but I just don't know. I mean, I have a strong system. I take vitamins and medicine and stuff like that.
Yeah, so do I. I try and eat the right foods. I try and get, you know, things that help my immune system. You know, I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables and stuff. So.
Oh, well, you're good. Oh, you're doing really. That's why I was going to get the LOA packs, because they said that helps with the immune system, and I mean, there's a lot of other things too. So people were like, well, that might help, you know, fight off the virus, you know, like maybe keep you from getting it if your immune system
is the
capsule. So I think I'm going to order me some of those too. Cause like I know people love, like, I want to tell you, one lady, she called in and she got like 13 bottles, like one time.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I know that stuff has got to work. Like, So, and I definitely need to get it for me, or at least for my immune system.
Yeah. I mean, well, we all got to try and do what we can do to help ourselves, right?
You're right. I'm,
you know, you
got to
take care of yourself.
I don't want to be sick.
Yeah, I don't either. And just keep wearing your mask when you go out.
Oh, I do that.
Hey,
I have.
You know what, though? I think wearing masks, they wore masks back in 1918 when they had that other pandemic flu.
Did they?
They weren't as good as the ones that we have today. But they say that's what helped people to get through that. So I'm thinking these masks, you know, who knows? People might wear them even during the flu season later on when, you know, this is all over. Because that way you wouldn't catch a flu either.
Some people probably never going
to
stop wearing this stuff.
You won't get anything, but it helps to mitigate it and make it less likely that you would get it. You know, so, I mean, I wear a mask when I go out because I'm 65 and I don't want to take a chance, you know, because elderly people are more susceptible to it than younger people. So you just keep wearing your mask and doing what you're doing and you'll be fine.
You got that right. That's what I said. I mean, so far, like I said, I've been doing that. Like I said, I do hang out sometimes, not a lot of crowd, but you know, a couple people, because you know, I'm not gonna act like I'm in prison. But you know, I'm just saying, like, yeah, it is. It's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you know, you never know what you're gonna have to face on this earth. So you know, you just gotta go with the flow and do the best you can. And like, you know, like you say, try and help yourself, you know. You know, maybe those pills, those aloe pills will help you. I mean, if that lady likes them that much, I'm amazed at that. 13 bottles, that's a heck of a lot of bottles.
I know. I'm hoping that, I don't know if she was just taking it for herself or if she was going to give them to family members. But yeah, she was like, I said, you want what? I was like, okay. Well, these must be, she's like, yeah, I love them. She said they work good. And I was like, well. When she said that, I said, well, I need to get me a bottle.
Well, you know, they're supposed, I mean, like I said, you know, this ointment that I'm getting has really been helping us. So, I mean, you never know. You got to try something and see what happens. Try a bottle. I mean, it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, I mean, what's it going to help? You know, like you said, if it works. I mean, like I said, I don't really have, not to my knowledge, health issues. But, you know, like you said, I mean, I wouldn't really know. I guess probably immune-wise is the only thing I would really know if I don't, because I don't really have all those other issues that they do. Like I said, that I know of, because I haven't been to the doctor and got checked or anything. But like you said, it ain't nothing. It's only because it's the same as this. It's $29. I think you save $10 like you with a discount, and then I think you end up paying like $35. So it's the same price as what you have.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
What do you get, 30 pills?
No, I think you get 60 on those.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
It
that's
is.
2 months worth. Yeah.
It's a 60. It's a 60 capsule, but see, you take two a day, so it's still going to end up. Now, this is up to you. Either you could take one a day or you could take two. Of course, if you did two, like you said, it would just be a 30 day. But if you
right.
did one, it would be a 60 day. So, like you said, yeah. I think you can't beat that for $30.
No, that's not bad. I mean, that's a good price. We'll try them. You know,
I am. I was going to try them months, but way before the pandemic hit, because people were telling me how good they were. And I kept saying, I'm going to get them. Give them. And now I'm like, oh, I really need to get them now. They don't tell them what I got going on, all this bad food that I'm eating.
Well, yeah, you need to change that. Don't eat the bad food. Start eating good food. Because that does, what you eat does help. People don't think so. But it's important to eat good foods, because you need a good, you need your gut, like your intestines and things, to be healthy, because your intestines is where a lot of your food and your other stuff goes, and that's important to the health of your body. You need your insides to be healthy. And the only way that's going to be healthy is if you put good foods in. I don't want to sound like I'm preaching here. But I do know that if you eat good foods, you'll feel better, especially fruits and vegetables and stuff. And a lot of the processed foods that you buy in the stores aren't good for you, because they have all those additives and things in them, and that does affect your body and your intestines. But who knows?
You're right. What you're telling is the truth. Trust me. I know, but I have just been bad lately, and I've just been eating all this bad food.
I think a lot of people have, because they're, you know, they're depressed and upset and all this stuff going on. I think a lot of people have fallen back to, you know, eating poorly and stuff. I mean, I try and eat good foods every day, but, you know, maybe two or three times a week I might eat something I shouldn't. But it's not like I'm doing it every day, you know, because I need my sweets too.
Oh, you need your, now me, I'm not big on sweets. That's something I don't ever have to have. My thing is just eating the fast food is my problem. I can't, you know, I can, but I'm just being, like you said, just in the house, just upset about all this and just eating up everything. Yeah. And I got to stop, because I've never did this. Like, I've always been really skinny. Always taking pills, you know, things to make sure I keep my weight down. And it's just like, now I'm just like, just eating up everything like I don't care. And that's not even me.
No, that's not good. Because you should take care of yourself, especially now, because it's important with this virus thing going around. You need to take care of yourself so you can take care of your family. You're the number one person who's going to take care of your family. So in order for your family to be taken care of, you have to take care of yourself.
You got that right.
You're number one. You're important. So think of it like that. You're important. So,
you got that right.
Yeah. So, well, I want to wish you well. Take care of yourself and try that stuff and see what happens.
I will, and hopefully maybe next time when you call back in, maybe you'll get me and I'll remember.
What's your name?
It's Laken, Laken.
Oh, that's pretty. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I wish you well. Stay positive. Take care of yourself, and we'll get through this.
Like same, same with you too. I hope you stay well, and like you said, stay in the house. And glad you like the product as well.
Yeah, I do. So I would recommend it to anybody, you know. But I mean, that shows that the products that that company's putting out, that Aloe Apex, they're putting out good products, or people wouldn't keep buying them, you know. So. Okay, well, have a good day.
All right, you too. Well, thank you for calling Apex Day. Apex Health, have a great day, and make sure you're staying safe.
Yeah, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.